Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up, for allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made, the day that no one else knows what today holds but our God. And we are just excited that He has given us another day, given us favor again today to see this new day. And we are ready. We are ready to receive all the blessings, all the anointing that our Lord has installed for us today. And we are so excited to have each and every one of you this morning at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. And today is the second day of this month of April 21. So today is Friday, April the 2nd, 2021, the year of our Lord. And also today is a Good Friday. We as the children of God, as believers, we know every Friday is a Good Friday. So this is just a little bit special because we are also reminding the world of what happened on this day. It's just a celebrate what the Lord did for us while we were still sinners on this day we call Good Friday. But we know every day is a good day. Every Friday is a Good Friday for those who believe in Christ. There is no Black Friday. There is no Dark Friday. There is no any other color Friday. Every day is a Good Friday. So we are excited on today, the second day of April 2021. And we serve a mighty God. We serve a good God. So we're going to go ahead and then we'll see what the Lord has installed for us in this day. So we say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God three in one. The one who does not change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are a friend that sticks closer than a brother. We thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning. We thank you for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we start this day, Father God, and say, Our Father, who art in heaven, we say, Hallowed be thy name, Father. Thy kingdom come. Let your kingdom come on this earth as it is in heaven. We thank you, Lord, for giving us this day our daily bread in the mighty name of Jesus. And we honor you, Lord, for forgiving us of all our sins, all our debts, Lord. And thank you for helping us to forgive our debtors. In the mighty name of Jesus, because we do not want unforgiveness to hinder our prayers this morning. So we thank you, Father God, for leading us not into any temptation, Lord, for delivering us from evil in the mighty name of Jesus, for thy kingdom and the power and the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for your love that pursues us, Father, that Overtake us, Father, with your blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Lord. We glorify your name this morning, for there is no any other God but you, the creator of heaven and earth. So we lift up our eyes unto you, Lord. We lift them up unto the mountains, unto the hills, for we know that's where our help comes from. We know that our help comes from you, Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, the one who keeps Israel. You neither slumber nor sleep. We thank you, Father God. We honor you because you just protect us and shield us. You do not let even our feet slip, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So this morning we decree and declare Psalm 91, that he that dwells under the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say you are our Lord. You are our refuge. You are our fortress, our whom we trust. We trust you, Father. For some trust in chariots, some in horses, some trust in their finances, some trust their jobs, and some even trust the families they were brought up born in. But we, this morning and forevermore, will remember the name of the Lord our God. For the name of the Lord is our strong tower. Yes, and when we run to you, Father, we are safe. So we thank you, Father God, for safety. We thank you for provision, Father. We thank you for protection, because you shield us, Father. You hide us under your wings as a hen hides its cheeks under her wings. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Father God, this morning. We honor you, Lord, yes, for your provision and your protection, Father. So we come this morning with confidence, Father, that if we ask anything, yes, according to your will, Father, you will hear us. And if we know that you hear us, Father, whatever we ask, we know that we have our petitions that we desire in the name of Jesus, because you give us the desires of our hearts, Father. You care for us. Anything and everything that concerns us, Father God, you pay attention to it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, because we are persuaded this morning that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things that are present or things that are to come, even the heights, Father God, or the depths, they cannot separate us from your love. Because your love reaches to the highest mountain, and your love reaches to the deepest valley. So we thank you, Father God, that nothing can separate us from your love, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we look unto you, Father. We look unto you, our Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, for you are our God. You are our healer, Lord. Those who are not feeling well in their bodies this morning, we release the healing power of the blood of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you touch and heal them, because you are our healer. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our God, our healer, the one who heals all manner of diseases, all manner of sicknesses. There is no sickness or disease that you cannot heal. All manner, Father, whether it's emotional sickness, whether it's physical sickness, whether it's anxiety, anxiety or nervousness, Father God, even depression, you heal us, Father. So this morning, I release the healing power of the blood of Jesus to each and everyone under the sound of my voice who is not feeling well, so that they can celebrate this special day in good health, feeling well, Father. Because that's what happened, Father, on the cross, Lord. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you were wounded for our transgressions. Yes, you were bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you, Lord Jesus. And this morning, with confidence, we say, by your stripes, we are healed. So it is a done deal, and healing is the bread of the children. So this morning, Father God, we receive the bread of healing in the mighty name of Jesus. And we are still believing for a bumper harvest of souls, Father. We pray this morning, yes, standing on the gap, interceding for our family members, those who do not know you, Father, for our brothers and sisters, those who are out there, who are wandering, yes, those who are sinking in sin, those who are walking blindly, because we know we were once lost and now we are found. We were once blind and now we see. So this morning, Father, we release the salvation of the power of God and the deliverance of the power of God that can melt out anything in the mighty name of Jesus. It doesn't matter what that stronghold is, whether that is substance abuse, some are in thinking being abusers of alcohol or prescription drugs or illegal drugs, it really doesn't matter, Father, because the blood of Jesus can reach wherever we are in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, that you soften their hearts. Draw them, Father. Draw them unto you, Lord Jesus, so that they come, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, we call them forth from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, in the mighty name of Jesus. It doesn't matter how strong these demonic spirits might think they are. In the name of Jesus, some are just being pursued by generational curses, and we break it down right now. We cut it off by the power of the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord, this morning in the name of deliverance, Lord, for their healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for the families, every family that is represented here this morning, Father. Wherever they are, Father God, I just pray, Father God, that you restore their love of each other and the love of you, because, Lord, you are the head of the household, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, that the fathers will be providers of their families and lovers of their families, and yes, lovers of their wives, and wives submitting themselves to their own husbands in the mighty name of Jesus, and that the husbands will love their wives as Christ has loved the church in the mighty name of Jesus, and the children will submit themselves to obeying their parents in the mighty name of Jesus. So I just pray, Father God, for order in the families, Father, order in the household, in the name of Jesus, whether it is a single parent household. I still pray for order, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for your love, Father, the love that covers a multitude of sins. I pray for forgiveness. If there is anyone who is upset with someone, that they forgive, Father, because we learn from you, Father. Yes, Lord Jesus, you are a forgiver. You even gave your life because of our sins, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, we stand on the gap for families, Father, that every family member will function and operate the way they were assigned to, the way you designed, yes, for families to function, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Lord. We glorify your name, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that you bless each and every family in all areas of their life. Some are struggling financially because of the status of our economy. But this morning, Father God, because you own the whole world, Father, the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to you, Father, and they that are in it and those things that are in it, including silver and gold. So this morning, Father God, I pray for wisdom, Father, wisdom to come up with ideas and business ideas to make money, to obtain wealth, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, for wisdom to be good stewards of those blessings you give us, Father, for you give seed to the sower and bread to the hungry. So I pray, Father God, that you give us wisdom to be able to know and discern whether this is a seed or this is bread, so that we do not eat our seed, in the mighty name of Jesus. And wisdom to know the good ground to sow our seeds, because we want wisdom. We do not want to cast our bread to the swine, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, and I pray for each and every ministry that is represented here, Father. I pray for the Unquenchable Fire Ministries, the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. I pray for my family church, the Life Church Ministry, and every church that is represented here, Father, the Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church. I pray, Father God, for the whole fivefold ministry, in the mighty name of Jesus, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastor, ministry of service, in the mighty name of Jesus, those who serve in any shape or form, or administrative way or technical support for the furtherance of the gospel. I thank you, Father God, because you gave all these gifts, Father, to the church, Father, for the furtherance of the gospel, Lord, for the building up of the body of Christ. So I pray, Father God, that you bless them, those missionaries, those who are in a foreign land ministering the good news, Father, with the world, Lord. I just pray, Father God, that you keep and protect their families and help them, give them wisdom as they adjust to a different culture than theirs and learn a different language. I just pray, Father God, that you anoint them, Father, because it is your anointing that breaks the yoke, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. We continue to pray, Father God, for all our leadership, the local leadership, the national and international leadership, Father, all the branches of our government, Lord. I pray, Father God, that you give our leaders the wisdom to do what is right, Father. I pray, Father God, that they make good those who are just there to bring disorder. We just pray, Father God, that they you deal with them. And some of them, they need to be removed. And we pray, Father God, that when their time is over and they need to go because they have lost the vision, or they are now pompous and fulfilling their own desires, that you remove them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and put the right people who are there to help for the betterment of the people, and those who promote the Christian-based projects, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, those who plead and stand and protect the poor and the vulnerable, those who cannot protect themselves. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just pray, Father God, that you expose all those who have personal and just to promote their own egos. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, for our leaders in all the systems of our government, the military community, our education system, our health system, our workforce system, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. And speaking of our health system, Father, I just pray, Father God, that you continue to give and protect those who save the people who are sick, Father God, especially with this pandemic, with this COVID, in the mighty name of Jesus, that people, we do not get complacent, and that we do what is right, and what we use the wisdom and still practice social distancing and wearing our masks and washing our hands, in the mighty name of Jesus, not to compromise other people's health because of selfishness. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. So this morning, we continue to stand on the gap for our nation, Father, for all the nations, for the world, Father, because you promised us in your word that if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked ways, that you, our Father, who is in heaven, you will forgive our sins and you will heal our land. So we stand on the gap, Father, on behalf of all nations. And we pray, Father, that you forgive us, Lord. Yes, in the name of Claire. That we turn away from our wicked ways, Father. And we thank you for hearing our prayers, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for healing our land, for restoring our land. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We glorify your name. Anything and everything that the cankerworm has eaten, we pray, Father God, for the restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We honor you this morning. Yes, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for hearing our prayers. We consider it done by the precious blood of Jesus. The battle is won in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am so excited. I am so excited with what God is doing right here at this circle of friends. So we are so glad to have each and every one of you. And I say good morning to you again this morning. We just thank God for his goodness. We thank God for his mercy that endureth forever. Amen. Amen. And let's see. I was going to go ahead and do the scripture of the day, but right now we know today is a Good Friday. It's a Good Friday on the secular side, they say that, but we know that it is every day is a Good Friday, and today is no exception, but it is special because we are remembering and, what happened on the cross. This is the Good Friday before the resurrection. So this is the day we are remembering the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ when he was crucified on the cross. And today, in my opinion, this is also the day that so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And I believe that's John 3:16. This is where John 3:16 is in action, is life. So this morning, before we go any further, I know each and every one of us have either an Easter story or day when your life, when you saw the light, when you were found, or whatever. So the lines are open. I am going to ask each and every one of us to, we are going to see who is here. And as we do so, if you just want to share with us just in a nutshell, really quickly, so that we can cover each and every one of us, a word of encouragement, a testimony, or any Easter story you have, you can do so now. So the lines are open. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, man. This is Gladys. I just made it to Florida. Hospice is in with my mother 24/7. And I thank God that he has us all together today, that we are going to come in unity and on one accord, that God is healing, hallelujah, he's delivering and he's saving my family members. And I thank God for this day in the name of Jesus, because prayers are being answered in Jesus' name. And prayer for us today as we go to intercede my mother, and traveling mercies for my daughter that will be in the air. And for my niece that will be, on, hallelujah, on the bus. Thank you. And amen. I'm listening.
Praise God.
This is Glenda. Good morning. I'm listening. I don't have any Easter story, but I would like to say that I thank God for his goodness, his mercy, and his grace.
Praise God. Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary, and I'm just so grateful this morning for each and every one of us here on this prayer, praise, and deliverance line this morning. I thank God for your presence being here, and it's just a joy to be here this day and to remember Jesus Christ, his crucifixion this day, this Holy Friday. Holy day, this holy Good Friday. We know that when he hung and bled, that all of our sins were forgiven, all of our bodies were healed, and and he's yet that today he's our healer and our deliverer. And it's just so grateful this morning to have and to be in the presence of believers and to remember him on this good Friday. We thank God for Jesus. We thank him for all that he's done. We thank him for, thank God that he gave his son this day in Jesus' name for us. And so, God, we're grateful. And I thank God for each and every one of your each and every one of your presence this morning. God bless you. Enjoy this weekend.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is Marie. And I just like to thank God for what he brought me, for where I'm at today. And I like to say, everybody have a happy Easter.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. This is Sister Wendy. I just want to thank God that even though, you know, the world celebrates today as Good Friday, and we're grateful for the love that our God has for us through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, yet I'm learning that every day in the Lord is a good day. Every day, because God is just so good. But I thank God that Good Friday, where the Lord was buried, there also is resurrection. And so I thank God that as many of us have gone through or go through different things, that we're going to be resurrected, recognizing that God is good to us, you know, and that when we examine ourselves and check ourselves out, we recognize that He has instilled some goodness in us that we can pass on to others. So I just thank God for anything and everything that you can just bless God for, you know, and thank Him for changes that He's making and has made in our lives. Thank Him for increased faith. Thank Him for encouragement. There's just so much just to be grateful for. So I'm just grateful and thankful to and fellowship with all, and just to say thank you, Lord, for each and every day. But today, you know, a day of memory, that we remember what Jesus Christ did for us, what we could not do for ourselves, and because of His great love, you know, the great love that God has for us. So I just want to thank God for that. You know, for so many things, I just want to mention thanking God for that. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise to God. Is there any other?
Yes, good morning. Good morning, everybody. This is Darlene, and I'm just grateful to be here today. Thanking God for, first of all, thank God for just giving us traveling mercies and to just know that He died for us on the cross, and just knowing where He brought me from when I was out there doing crazy things. And one of the things that happened during the course of my relationship, getting myself right with Him, was I was in a very small church. I think it was in, was it Wisconsin? I think it was Wisconsin. and the pastor, the preacher who was preaching, he came around to this place once a month. And I just happened to be there doing some kind of work. I was working there. And what he was sharing with me or with the congregation was that sometimes our lives that we live, we may get by with the sin that we're in, and somebody may be watching us, and they may do the same thing we were doing, and they end up in a terrible situation. They could lose their lives over what, because of what we do, they're following our example. And so what he let me know at that particular time, that my life was not a reflection of God. And I thought about my daughter and how she may have been watching the things I was doing, and she may have been duplicating or doing the same things. And she could be going in the wrong direction and lose her life as a result of watching me and me living in sin. And so that was a turning point in my life, where it's like, I don't want to be a bad example for my child. I want to be what God would have me to be. And so that's when I repented and asked the Lord to come into my heart. And so I'm just grateful for what Jesus did when He died on the cross for each and every person in this earth. And so we, as a body of Christ, as a people of God, we have to be true examples of Jesus Christ, because many people will not even read the Bible. They will read us. And we want to be that reflection of Jesus, so that they can be drawn to Him. So I'm grateful for that. And also, I just want to add that we are on vacation, and we had an issue with the place we were staying. They had mold in the house. And we found out before it was too late, I guess, because the children had kept coughing. So they did give us back all the money for what we had paid. That was for 3 days, and we ended up in a different place. In fact, we are in a different state right now because we couldn't find a place that was close by to finish the vacation. So I'm thanking God for the opportunity to be able to travel and be with family, enjoy life. And I do appreciate all the prayers. It is so good to have the saints of God praying for us. So I thank you for that. And I love each and every one of you. And God bless you forever.
Amen.
Thank God. Okay. Is there any other?
Good morning. This is Sister Sheila. I just got on, and I believe I'm talking about gratitude. And
amen.
I have so much. I have so much. And first of all, I just want to say thank you, Sister Darlene, for the day when I walked into the prayer room and you reached out to me. I needed that to see the love of God, you know, in the house of God. And I remember the day that I surrendered. I was a carpenter by trade. I had two children that I adopted. And instead of me that day, you know, I got off like 3:30. Instead of going to get them from the daycare like I usually do, I let them stay. And I said, I'm going to take 5 and go in the house and just chill out. And when I walked into my home, it was a Tuesday afternoon. And once I walked in, I took my hard hat off, put it down. And then all of a sudden, I heard, surrender or die. And I know wasn't nobody in the house with me, and I just kept looking around. And I shared with you, I had locks down to my back. I believe I had them like maybe a good 17, 16 years. And I walked right out the door, went to the barber and told him just to cut them off. And I've been running for my life ever since. And I thank God for the word, because as me studying to show myself a approval, being that workman that need not be ashamed, I'm really finding out who I am. And I can truly say today I do understand me surrendering to a God of my understanding. Like I shared yesterday, made 30 years without a drink or a drug. And I share with no shame. I share it knowing if I didn't pick it up, I wouldn't be counting clean day time. But today that's what I do, a day at a time. I count my clean down. I keep it up front. I study the word. I learn to be a bold soldier, just like other believers, knowing that I choose not to drink or use drugs anymore. And I'm just grateful for his word, because it teaches us how to live, knowing that if I'm not studying, I'm praying and seeking God's faith, sharing him with others, I can go back from where I left off, far as the drink or the drug, and I choose not to. And that's why I talk about it, I share about it. But what was so touching for me, my children, you know, I do have one biological child, and every year she called me or maybe want to do something with me. I know she's grateful I'm not using it, and I thank God that I know I have a whole lot of yet. I was what they call a functional addict. I went to work. I did the bills. I kept the house up. But I used. And I'm so grateful that he was mindful of me, that I can truly say today I live in Christ. Like I said, I heard the voice of God say, surrender or die. And it wasn't a voice that was fearful and scared and, oh, I better do the right thing. I have so much peace. I know today that I am humble, and I know in Matthew it talks about blessed are the meek, so they might inherit the earth. I always looked at that as being me, and today I understand that God's word is for us, and I'm truly understanding that we are the church, and I really just want to thank this prayer line for where y'all at in Christ. Let me know that there's room at the cross for one more. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And thank
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Is there any other?
Yes, I'm grateful. I thank God for the young. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I just thank God. I was very sick when I... And the Lord allowed me to be saved. I was just out there DJing. I got sick, and I was so sick, couldn't lay in the bed anymore. I was just sleeping on the floor. Could have lost my life in the house I was in, and the situation came up there, and it was just the grace of God, not knowing the Lord. And it was one Sunday morning, I was Elephant House, then I heard the music playing at the church. And while I was sick, I skipped the party for so many years now. I heard God say one morning when I was going to work, he said, you're going to heal yourself by your own faith, you know. And I had all this medicine, I just put it in the trash. And then a day or so later, I heard the music playing in the church. I went around to the church there, and there wasn't nobody in the church but one man praying that day, saying, Lord, save somebody. Walking the door, and he saw me there. He said, well, come back later. And I gave my life to the Lord then. And just with those few words, a change came over my life and started going to church and sitting there. And I was seeing people being filled with the Holy Spirit, and I wanted to be filled. And the power of God was moving. It looked like it was moving on everybody else. And one day the Lord gave me a spirit. He just took me off to heaven one time. And that was a real change there. My mother was saved. We worked in the ministry together, mother, sister, and went around the country. The Lord taught me a lot of things and showed me a lot of things by his spirit, you know. And I thank God for that, because I was just wasn't afraid of to try anything, you know, do what I wanted to do with DJing and stuff. And God just changed your life. When he changed your life, he changes it. It makes a difference. And he allows you to help people. I was DJing, and I remember when that time was over, couldn't play the music no more. I was it was the disco time and was doing pretty good. And I went to play the music, and all of a sudden I couldn't play. And they came up to the place there and said, what's the matter? You know, but God had a change in my life. And I tried to play it, and it just wouldn't work. So they put me out to play, told me to come back and get the stuff in the middle of the week. I don't think I ever went back to get the equipment or anything. And the last song that I was playing, I was trying to, you know, play it, was Lionel Richie, Easy Like Sunday Morning. And that was the last time I was in the disco and playing music. But I thank God for salvation, for so many lives you'd be able to touch, especially here on Blog Talk Radio. And the wife and I were on vacation, you know, and I thank God for it, because even though we were here, I try to minister all the time. And someone just called yesterday right after the prayer line, you know, and they were having a terrible time. They said, but you're on your vacation. And I said, no, but it's okay. I know the person. I said, it's okay. You call. And it was just something that God had did how the enemy I came in. And this is not it's not a religion. It's not something that you really have control of. It's a lifestyle that you live. You have a relationship with God. And I'm thanking God for Pastor Donnie and everyone here on the prayer line and the wife. Because it's not my will, but it's God's will to be done. I had a beautiful day on yesterday, but thank God for the salvation. I'm grateful that God decided to allow me to be saved. He found me that day, you know, sort of sorting and looking. And not only me, it changed a lot of people's lives, and a lot of people have gotten saved. I thank God, as I said, I wouldn't trade it for nothing else in the world. Thank you for the time. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. For the things he has done on this Good Friday.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Do we have any other?
You want to say something?
Praise
God. This is Sister Gladys. Well, I have one more thing. I want to have a prayer for my brother. We seem to like butt heads, and I just want God to be in the midst today when I go, you know, to him and to make the peace that I need to make with him today. So his name is Lewis McNeil, and just pray that there be a spirit of peace between us. I know it will, but, you know, one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. So I'm just asking for the prayers of the righteous that avail much to help me do whatever it is that I need to have done today, in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
So my testimony, I mean, Easter, when I think of the goodness of the Lord, you remember that saying, each time you go to church, there's always an elderly lady who comes, and when she say, when I think about the goodness of the Lord, and when she starts, it will take the whole church to another level. But this morning, as everybody was giving their testimony, I just thought, usually, you know, Easter has always been a special holiday or time for me when I was younger. Growing up, usually Easter and Christmas, those are the two occasions you will actually get a new outfit. So throughout the whole year, you will not get anything. So when Easter comes, you'll be anticipating based on your financial status. Sometimes Easter you might not, sometimes you will. And I do remember I had more Easters where I will get a new outfit and also Christmas. So as a child, I was really looking forward for Easter. And as I get older and go to school, I went to a boarding school. It's a Catholic school, and most of you know my testimony. And around Easter, they will always do like a dramatization, you know, starting on a Friday, starting on the Sunday, the Palm Sunday, and all that week they will be having different dramas and different things. So that's how I knew it. But when it comes to a Friday, a Good Friday, when they do the procession of, you know, somebody carrying the cross, and, you know, it always was touching me. But at that time, I didn't understand what it was. It just brought tears to my eyes growing up. Then when I left and I went to college, and mind you, at this boarding school where I went to school, they had grade 1 to grade 7, which is first grade to grade 7. Then you have to go to another school. But on the other side of the missions, they had the convent for those who want to be nuns and those who want to be priests. And then the other side, they have the teacher's college. You know, when you finish your high school and you can come back if you want to become a teacher. So I was leaning towards to become a nun, but I had to leave the school, and it's a long story with the war and everything else. But where I want to go is I am thinking about all this. I am reminded of that scripture in the book of Jeremiah where he said, I knew you before I even knitted you in your mother's womb. And I totally believe that God knew me before he even took me out of his shelf in his storehouse and took me and knit me in my mother's womb. And God knew today, he knew this year that I will be in this, at this place today, right now. Nothing surprised him. Nothing he didn't know, although I didn't know at the time. So as I told you, with the Easter dramatization and all that, it always touched me, and always Easter and Christmas were always special to me. You know, it might have been for selfish reasons at the time, but they were just special. So when I left and went to college, that's when I got saved. So I got saved after around June in 82. That was after Easter time. And my first Easter, it just came alive when everyone was giving their testimony. And that was my first Easter in 1983. And I had never, that was my first Easter to go where they do not do the drama and all that. But that Easter, I was preached the word of God. It was different, passionate. I felt the love of Christ, that he really loved me and he gave his life for me. So from that day, I thought for the whole year I was saved, but that Easter transformed my life. It changed my life. So as I am speaking today, I am just grateful and I am so thankful that God loved us. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, it is not a respecter of persons. It does not leave anyone behind, but every one of us, including our brothers and sisters, our family members, those whom we are believing God for their salvation, when they just come to that point where they believe him, and we will not perish but have everlasting life. So I am excited today with the love of God and that he gave all of us. But before I just get all out in the weeds, because I am so excited. You can tell I'm excited. Usually when I get excited, I can't contain myself. I am just all over the place. I am like, if you could open my heart and zip it up and see how excited I am. I am so excited. This is time to celebrate because this is where our salvation, I know it feels, you know, it's painful to see and to try to visualize what happened on the cross. But that was our breakthrough. That was when that mid-war of partition was broken. Even Judas Iscariot, you know, with his buddies, they thought they got Jesus, but they didn't know that this was good for us. This was our breakthrough. So I just thank God, and it will take us to the scripture of the week. It's in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. But I would like for us to continue with the few minutes we have. We are just going to read it from verses 18 to 31. And I am reading from the New International Version. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. The intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Where is, and now on verse 20, the wise person? Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him. God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand signs and Greeks look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block, foolishness to the Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many of you were noble birth. Not many were of noble birth. Chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things. And the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. Amen. This is the word of God, brothers and sisters. That, you know, when you try to explain to people about the cross, it is foolishness to them because they don't understand. But you and I, just with this short time, I know we all have a lot to tell about the goodness of the Lord, but we have limited time right here. We can go on days and days what the Lord has done for us. But one thing we do know is that we were not even any wise when it's considered, I don't know, maybe you were, I know I wasn't, when it's considered to human wisdom, I wasn't even wise. When it's considered about human strength, I wasn't strong at all. So when we think, here the word of God is reminding us, it's saying, brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called, where we have been when we were called. I was sinking in sin. I had left the desire of living. I was depressed as a young I was in my late teen years when I got saved. But I had lost it at the time. Before I even started life, I had already given up. And that's when Jesus found me. That's when he picked me up. And today I am here. It's because of his grace. And the word of God says, you know, God chose those foolish things of the world so that he can shame the wise, so that no one can boast and say, I am here because of myself. Where we are right here, education cannot do it. We have people with degrees, PhDs, whatever Ds they have, master's degrees, but education cannot save you. We have people with money, and money cannot save us. We have people who have, they sleep on these beds that are so comfortable. The bed somebody sleeps costs more than the house you live, the house we live. But there is no peace. The only peace we have, the true peace, comes from Jesus. He is the one who gives peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. This kind of peace that it cannot be bought by money. This kind of peace, it cannot be a favor someone can do for you and say, oh, I gave you a favor 2 years ago. Now it's time to return a favor. No, this peace is only God can give. The peace that surpasses all understanding. The peace that even a parent, as much as you love your child, you cannot hand it over to. But it comes from God, the Almighty God. What resurrection is, that Jesus, that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was pierced for our sins. And today we are here. We call him Father. So brothers and sisters, we are at the top of the hour. I just want us not to ask of anything. I do know that we are praying for our sister Gladys back and with her and her family and her brother for peace, and that things will work out in unity in the family as they handle the affairs of their mother and take care of her. But before, at the top of everything else, before we pray for these requests and also for traveling mercies for those who are traveling, and for protection for those who are already away. So I want us to just take a minute, just take a few seconds, and thank God. Let's praise him. Praise God for his goodness, hallelujah, for his love, that he loved us. Let us thank him in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
I decree this morning that the enemy is under our feet in the name of Jesus, and we resist the devil, and he shall flee. I decree this morning that we are blessed and cannot be cursed, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in our lives, and we live in continuous abundance. And I decree that we continuously humble ourselves and we pray as we seek the face of God in Jesus' name. So as we go, let us rejoice in the Lord. The Lord God is our strength, and he will make our feet like hind feet, and he shall make us to walk upon high places. So continue to walk upon those high places and rise up above the enemy, rise up against your up above your circumstances, as God is doing great things in our lives. So as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love each and every one of you, and I pray that you love me back and that we will continue to share the love of Jesus Christ with those who we meet. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.